AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and hello, 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 everyone out there, and I hope you are enjoying this beautiful weather. We've got a great show for you today. You are being welcomed to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I am your host, and I am here with my co-host, the artistic director and executive director of Waterfire, Barnaby Evans. Hi, Barnaby.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. In fact, we have some special guests that I have a surprise that I just thought of that we'll come up with. That's the problem. You get me in the studio, we start getting creative.
Hey, just in the studio, Barnaby?
Yeah, right.
Is that really where that happens?
Right.
No. Well, anyway, welcome to your one-hour talk show, and we're talking about all great things happening in Rhode Island, some things about Waterfire, some things in Rhode Island, everything that's interconnected. And we are so psyched because, Barnaby, our first fire is coming up this weekend on Saturday.
This Saturday night for the Volvo Ocean Race, and we've got a lot of interesting guests in town for that. They've come around the world.
Well, exactly. And, you know, last week we talked to, Brad Reed, and who was the head of Sail Newport, and he was telling us about all the activities that were happening downtown. But I'm really very excited to talk to Robin Crawford, who is here. And, you know, hello, Robin.
Hi. Hi, Bronwyn. Thanks for having me.
Robin, what's your direct title?
Executive Director of Corporate Affairs for the Volvo Group in North America.
All right. The reason I ask that is because I learned something this year when you came to Waterfire, and and I learned more about the Volvo Ocean Race. But I was learning more that I think of Volvo, and it was supposed, and I think of the safe driving car. We had a Volvo growing up. My mom had one. And
I am so glad to hear that. Yeah.
But I didn't know the breadth of what Volvo does.
What the brand is.
Yeah, and the brand. So could you tell us more?
Yeah, actually the Volvo Ocean Race is co-owned by two companies. One is Volvo Cars, and one is the Volvo Group. And up until 1998, Volvo Cars was part of the Volvo Group. And in 98, we sold off the car division. So what's left is Volvo Group, which is a very big company. 75% of it is Volvo Trucks. We also own the Mack truck brand and the Renault truck brand and UD truck brand and Eicher truck brand in India and 50% of Dongfeng truck brand in China. So we are the largest heavy-duty truck manufacturer in the world. We also have construction equipment, yellow iron.
Construction equipment, yes.
And Penta, Volvo Penta engines, which are in many of the boats that you'll see in and around Rhode Island.
So I never knew that. Did you know that, Barnaby?
I did know that. Volvo actually is, it's one of these very big manufacturing companies that's been for many decades. And the American, we actually went to get a Volvo in Europe.
That program is fantastic.
We went all over Europe.
You'd go to Gothenburg, headquarters?
Yes, we did, and we picked up the car and drove it all over Europe and then had it shipped back. It was a very clever program because it introduced people to the car and also to the sort of aesthetic.
The heritage, the Swedishness, which is really important to the brand.
Mm-hmm. And what I've been hearing is, the Volvo Ocean Race has been wildly successful.
Oh, we love it.
I mean, that's all I'm hearing about, Barnaby, is that people are down in Newport, and they're all excited. And
this is the only North American stop of the entire race, and it came to Rhode Island, and it came to Newport, which we thank you, Robin.
Yeah,
but
we're
excited. But it's a great big story, and it's fun.
Yeah, well, and I want to thank Newport in Rhode Island. It's just been amazing. I hate to say it, but it's sort of like we're a big fish in a small pond because Rhode Island is a small state. You can literally brand the whole state, Volvo Ocean Race, and that's just been, it was a challenge we put to the community, a year and a half ago, and boy, did you guys rise to the challenge. It's fun to see us everywhere.
And it's also because there's been a long association with racing in Rhode Island and the ocean.
Sailing.
And high-tech sailing and that high-tech connection between high-tech sailing and Volvo is a perfect marriage as well. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting thing for you to talk about. I mean, the not only is it the truck market you do, but the whole precision heavy truck is it's sort of extraordinary legacy.
Well, the innovation but the other thing is Volvo, both cars and trucks, the Volvo Group, share the core values of quality, safety. Of course, Volvo equals safety for trucks as well. We did that together for a long time, and we still have to protect that brand, and environmental care. And we were one of the first companies in the world to take on environmental care as a core value. It does relate back to that Swedishness. Mm-hmm. It's about water. It's about the air. It's about sustainability. And this really fits in well with all of that. So it's a great branding opportunity to tie into our core values.
And you lived in Sweden for a few years, didn't you? I did.
I actually worked for Mack Trucks. And when Volvo purchased Mack in 2001, I had the opportunity to move to Gothenburg, where you picked up your car.
Absolutely.
So my daughter and I for 2.5 years. Fantastic. Yeah. And it really does help you understand the brand then. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sweden is it's special. I mean, it's the environment, the love of nature. And that might bring us back to Waterfire. That's why when I learned that there was such a thing, which I wasn't familiar with, I thought, oh, the Swedes are just going to love this. It's nature, and it's, celebration of nature, I think, is really important.
Yeah, and the thing that struck me about Sweden and the Volvo brand was about building things to last. Mm-hmm. So that's the hallmark of sustainability is good design, practically thought of with a long life cycle.
Yeah, and on the truck side, I mean, we virtually recycle. I mean, we totally revamp engines. Trucks go for 1 million miles. That's not unusual. There's a part of me that wishes they didn't, so that people could replace them more often. But the quality is definitely there, and that helps sustainability.
That is the core of sustainability. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's real sustainability. I mean, that's this. The cycle of having to replace something is very, very wasteful. Mm-hmm. And you certainly get a sense of that from all of Sweden and the design aesthetic, from mm-hmm. the architecture to the landscape.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about now the Ocean Race. So not only are you doing trucks and these larger trucks, but Volvo's doing boat engines?
Penta. Yeah.
Volvo Penta. Oh,
very famous.
It's, one of the largest marine engine brands in the world.
It's a very high reliability
in the boating community. They're very familiar.
They are well beloved.
Well, and I think that's important for other people to know who might not know, like myself.
Yeah,
I really had no idea.
How is the race been going? Oh, it's fantastic. I wasn't here when it first started. I know this past weekend I was told that the food services people had prepared for like 5,000 visitors and got 14,000 visitors. So I think that's a good problem to have. I think they rose to the occasion.
Absolutely.
And you've I made Brad Reed and others promise to have good weather, and I will say they've been fantastic. Just hold on a little bit.
Just a little bit of shade to keep it from getting too hot.
Well, exactly.
No worries.
You know, because it's been really warm. Yeah. So, you know, you want to be on those boats. You want to bring people in. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite part about sponsoring and bringing this to Rhode Island?
I just think, well, first of all, my college roommate is from this area, so I used to come up all the time. And to come back to Newport, this boutique, this fantastic boutique town, makes us a big fish in a small pond, as I said. In the past, our races have been, the North American Stopover has been in Boston, it's been in Miami twice, it's been in Baltimore. And you're just another event in Miami. We're not just another event here, so it really creates a sense of community.
Absolutely.
Which has been fantastic. I mean, you go into stores and people are like, have you been to the Ocean Race? It's just, that's the best part, but far and away.
And that's one of the things that I think is very special about Rhode Island is we're really get involved in do things. We have an appreciation for excellence. There's a whole marine tradition here that's, boundless. I hope you've had a chance to go over to see the museum, the Herreshoff Museum.
No, not yet, but you should. I'll add it. Yeah,
the Herreshoff Museum has many of the original America's Cup yachts from, trying to remember from how far back, but they've got many the drawings for all of them, but they've actually got a lot of them there, and that was the handcrafted, truly excellence in boat design, very much part of the Swedish tradition of design excellence.
Well, and all that's important too, because it can't be so small an area that you don't have things for our customers to do.
Exactly.
So we're flying in from around North America, actually, hundreds of customers and prospective customers. And most of them are staying in Providence, actually.
Exactly.
And there's just so much to do. In Newport, yes, but also in Providence, which brought us back to Waterfire. You know, it is a commute to Newport, so we wanted to make sure that the majority of our guests got to physically do something in Providence as well.
Good.
And you offered us this great opportunity. It's just going to be perfect.
Well, you know, I know that we're going to have to take a break, and it's awesome talking to you, Robin. And when we come back, Robin Crawford from Volvo is going to be speaking to us. Again, she's the director or executive director of corporate affairs for Volvo Trucks in North American division. They're doing the Volvo Ocean Race. If you haven't heard about it, then I'm not really sure which rock you've been staying under, but you got to get up. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Waterfire that they're sponsoring on Saturday, which is kicking off our season. Very exciting. We'll be right back. Well, and hello, 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 and welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. If you're just joining us now, we've been having the most incredible chat because, well, one, if you don't know, we're kicking off our season this weekend because of the Volvo Ocean Race. And we have the privilege of having Robin Crawford, who is the Executive Director of Corporate Affairs for Volvo Group North America Division, who is sponsoring this Waterfire and helping us kick off the season in this beautiful weather. Thanks, Robin. Did you order that?
I did.
Good job.
It's worked out well so far. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. But
it'll be fine. You know, we've seen some forecasts. There'll be sprinkles in the morning on Saturday. And I'm going to tell you something. No, that's beautiful. Sprinkles in the morning means a clear nighttime.
Okay.
And I think that, right, Barnaby?
Mm-hmm.
And that always makes for a beautiful evening. But we were just talking about the Volvo Ocean Race. What a wild success. And that the Volvo brand is much bigger than a lot of us have always thought of, or I'll say myself, thinking of it just as cars, but there's trucks and there's boat engines.
Construction equipment, absolutely, all those things.
Yeah, I mean, much more than I ever knew. So, Robin, thank you for introducing me to that.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got some big products displayed because we kind of wanted to subtly inform people that we're not just trucks. I mean, we're not just cars. And we're the non-car company. It's a great company. It's great to share the brand with them. And you know, you couldn't have a better association. But we're a lot more than the cars.
Yeah, and you share the same brand values, mm-hmm. which, again, as you spoke of earlier, safety.
Quality and environmental care. We really take it very, very seriously. These are religious to us, environmental care in particular.
That's awesome. So I've got to ask you, because when you came to me, and it was last year that I met you, and you said, we want to do a Waterfire. We're doing the Volvo Ocean Race, which is in Newport. And now for most people in Rhode Island who are listening to this, we know that you need to pack a lunch if you're going from North Smithfield or Providence to Newport. And some people need to pack an overnight bag because that's just our mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But you came and you were like, we need to do a Waterfire. Why?
Well, really, Newport is a boutique town. And we were bringing more than 1,000 hotel nights or more than 1,000 people.
People, yeah.
So
for many hotel
that's
nights,
time
yeah.
five nights or yeah. three nights or whatever. So there wasn't enough space for us in Newport. So we knew pretty early, very early on, that our customers, most of our customers, would actually have to stay in Providence. They're not, we have 10 of these stopovers around the world, and they're not used to that kind of distance between the race village and where they're staying. And so we really wanted to make it a whole experience. So yeah, you got to go back and forth from Newport, but there's some wonderful things to do in Providence as well. And it doesn't all have to be about sailing. And then I heard of Waterfire. I'd never heard of it before. And then I saw your YouTube videos, and I thought, this is just perfect. We have to be out of Newport that day, so you don't want to bring people to Providence and bus them out to Newport again for something at night. So instead, we're busing the Newport people into Providence, keeping right. the Providence people here, and we'll do water fire, and I just know they're going to love it. And just a really relaxed night before everybody heads out of town, basically.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be good. And yeah. and they leave, the race leaves Sunday at 2,
yes,
right?
Yes, they depart. Mm-hmm.
And the next stop is Portugal?
Lisbon.
Mm-hmm. Lisbon,
okay. Portugal, yeah. Okay. And there's still, I think we have like 45% of the points left to be earned by the sailors, by the boats. But after they cross the Atlantic, it's all very short hops compared to what they've been through so far.
Yeah, this and, you know, it's a great honor to be the only American stop. That's fantastic that you're coming to Newport. So we think you made a great decision, and I think you will find from the reception you've had and will continue to have, there are great things in Providence. We're looking forward to showing Waterfire. But one of the things that I love about Volvo Trucks is this commitment to precision and excellent craftsmanship and control. And for all those people who don't know this famous ad, there's the very famous Volvo truck ad. There are a series of them. Mm-hmm. But the one that really took off was the one starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, the Belgian martial artist, doing, I won't describe it, but you have to Google it. In fact, we will put it on our website.
He's an
if you
actor
go to the waterfire.org/now, we will have it up they didn't know this was coming, so it's not up there now, but it'll be up there shortly. And there is an amazing testimony to the precision of Volvo Trucks and your engineering, and I don't want to describe it because you have to visually see it, but in honor of that, we will have you lighting water fire to the Enya soundtrack, the song that she sings.
Okay, but I don't have to do what Jean-Claude does.
Could
we be
fair
on that?
Come on, I'm
Robin, that
flexible.
Would be better. That would be good.
There
that
are a lot of people
impressive.
Who would pay to see that, that's for sure.
That'd be a big raise, huh?
It better be. But that was fun.
You weren't at the shoot.
No,
in Spain or something.
But we've had a couple like that.
You've had a couple.
We had to reserve the road, shut them down, to really build the brand. I mean, we're a business-to-business company, unlike the car companies, a business-to-consumer. So they're branding, they're doing TV all the time. That's not really where our audience is.
Right.
We can do TV commercials around the world, but you're not going to get people to buy. But still, every once in a while, it's just this nice reminder of the technology.
Absolutely.
Our products are highly engineered, and so every once in a while, we want to brag about that and build the brand. And those were things that resonated.
It's one of the most commented on and most successful branding exercises that I've remembered. It's so focused and so impressive and so cleanly done in terms of its aesthetic and the combination of the music and the unexpectedness of having Jean-Claude Van Damme, this over-the-top martial artist.
Over-the-top is one
slash
way to put
actor.
It.
There are others in the series, mm-hmm. and they're all quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we put a last-minute request for Jean-Claude to come this Saturday,
I'll get on it.
You want to work on it? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
But let's talk about let's talk about Saturday. I mean, we're going to have a torch procession, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a very large reception in the Alex Anani Skating Center.
Yeah, we'll have between 500 and 600 people at the Alex Anani Center, and yeah, really excited.
And then I think that what we're going to be doing is walking across and lighting the fires. To the Enya song?
The Enya song, absolutely.
All right, everybody
sounds like it'll set the stage nicely for what I understand Waterfire to be, too.
Yeah.
It's just, we're looking forward to a nice, peaceful, relaxing, beautiful evening.
It's always peaceful and relaxing. And Robin, congratulations to you on bringing the Volvo Ocean Race to Rhode Island.
Thank you, Rhode Island.
Well, and thank you for bringing a water fire and kicking off our season.
Great.
We really are very
Can't
appreciative.
Wait.
And it's been wonderful talking to you. And we wish you the best of luck. And, well, gosh, we'll see you on Saturday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you lighting the fire?
I will help.
You're going to hold a torch, right? You're going to carry a torch.
I might not give it back.
All right, you've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Thank you so much, and we're going to be back in a little while with somebody else who has something to do with boats at Waterfire. His name's Marcello, and those are the gondolas that you see on the river. So.
And there is not a Penta engine in the gondola, I believe. But
I think that would be called Marcello.
Yeah, exactly.
Marcello is the engine.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much again, Robin, for joining us.
Thank you.